The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Guys, you only have a couple days left, all right, to, get your mom something decent, okay? I hope you guys are on top of it. I already gave you guys tons of ideas, okay? Our mommy's pretty important to us, okay? Unfortunately, like my husband, he lost his mother, so it's always kind of hard. You know, like when I lost my father, it was really kind of hard to see everybody else, you know, celebrate Father's Day. So, guys, please still be kind of cognizant and aware that many of us don't have parents anymore. So you need to make sure that you make Mother's Day happy for the other moms around us. And you know what? Do something for somebody else's mom. I notice that makes me feel a lot better. Like, okay, so I've lost my father. My father died right after the Bush Gore election, was it? Back in 2004? Yeah. It was right after... Yeah, it had to have been Bush Gore. Okay. Yeah, I know. Whew. Gosh, that was a long time ago. And so, I immediately, adopted another father. Okay? Not to take the place of my dad. But it was just... because the problem is you have so much love that you want to give. You know, we talk about this when we talk about animals and pets and losing an animal. You know, many of you will lose a cat or lose a dog. And the first thing your friends tell you is you need to get another dog or cat or whatever. Same thing, you lose a baby to a miscarriage. And what does your friends and family say? You need to go and have another one. And we all go, gosh, how crass, how insincere and how... But there may be some small truth to that. When my cat died and you noticed the emptiness in the house, keeping the house empty, right, to perpetuate the memory, or same thing when the dog died, keeping the house empty to perpetuate the memory doesn't do much for your psyche. Yet going to the pound, adopting a new animal, right, you could still have a shrine in memory of your, the animal that you lost. And now you have a home for a new animal. Because the problem is as a human, you want to love. You have love to give. That's why many religions, they surround each other with family during times of loss. You know, because a person who loses somebody that they love don't last longer if they can't love somebody else. Now, I'm not saying as soon as your spouse dies, go and hop into bed with somebody. I'm not saying that. But you see with spouses, you've seen these studies where spouses will die within a year of each other, depending on how heartbroken. That's what I told my husband. I go, you know what, don't, if anything happens to me, God forbid, I want you to go and have fun because I don't want anything to happen to you because you're in such distress, from me being gone. He's like, all right, sure thing. Really? Sure thing? Where's the, oh, no. I would never love anybody besides you. You just said you wanted me to go and hook up with. I did not say to go hook up. But I could have sex, right? No. So anyway, never mind. Me and my husband are not having that conversation again. He is going to mourn and mourn and mourn, God forbid. And he's just going to lock himself up in a shroud if, God forbid, anything happens to me. I've already put that. He won't get anything in the will if he doesn't. So that's how we change that around. But jokes aside, it's a very, very dangerous time for a spouse when you lose a spouse and they die and you don't have an outlet. You need to love to live. It is very, very true. So now you lost a spouse. And the reason why we're talking about this, it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is not a happy day for a lot of people. It's probably one of the worst holidays of the year. Okay? One is we, you know, have to think of our dead relatives. Two, the relatives are alive we don't want to spend time with. And then three, for those of us that, you know, don't know where our relatives are, I mean, you know, it kind of reminds us that we need to figure it out. So it's not a very fun holiday. It's no Christmas time. Let's just say that. So these are things we need to talk about. Okay. When it comes to a pet, I strongly suggest after you spend an appropriate amount of time in mourning, if you have a home and you have love to give a pet, go to the pound and adopt a pet. If you've lost a parent, your job is to love like crazy the family that is still alive, all right, and make other lonely parents out there, you know, happy, show some love. I think there's a lot that can be done. People just need to feel the touch. People need to feel the hug. People need to know that you care about them. You know, I don't know how many of you are, you know, over 65 or in your 70s or 80s, but for those of us who aren't, we don't realize what's going through many people's heads as they're going into their golden years. And if you stopped and listened to your relatives, and I don't because I don't want my mom to talk about it because it's going to upset me, but I think, you know, someone like my mom or in that age group wants to say, look, people look at me like I'm done. And people look at me like I'm, you know, only, you know, here for a short period of time. So they aren't investing emotion into me. They're not, you know, like, well, it's not that, Mom. It's because you probably get on their nerves. But I don't say that to her. I don't say that. But and she hasn't said anything like that. But I know if I was that age and I didn't see people want to form any bonds with me, any relationships, I would think that's probably it. Nobody wants to expend any energy that or get hurt by my not being on this earth. And, you know, we need to remind everybody, look, guys, we're living till our 90s, we're living till our 100s, and beyond that later. So, you know, just keep that in mind as we go into this, you know, Mother's Day weekend, and, you know, let people know that even if you love for a moment, that can still give them enough, you know, to carry on. It's so important. Okay, enough of that mushy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jamie Lee Curtis is back on TV. I think she's in Scream Queens. I mean, we all know Jamie Lee Curtis from the 80s and Trading Places and stuff like that. Apparently, she opens up about her past opiate addiction. Apparently, she had a medical procedure about 17 years ago, and unfortunately, she became a victim of opiates. We'll talk about that. We'll also give you the latest in medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD, or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Well, maybe me when it's Saturday night. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I love Tom. Tom, you are awesome. And Tom's been fascinated by these fish eating dead skin. We talked about this years ago as these pedicures, where I think it came out of Japan, where here in America you have these fish that will sit there and eat away at your the dead skin on your feet. And you know, we've talked about maggots and debridement done by insects, so it only makes sense to involve other worlds such as the water world to help debride your skin as well. And they say today, right now, people actually enjoy these creatures sitting there. You just sit there and the fish eat the dead skin. They're called Gara Rufa fish. They're small scavengers that love sucking and nibbling on dead skin. See, my elbows are really dry. I don't know if it's early psoriasis or what the heck it is, but I cannot stand my elbows. So I have to, like, you know, lie down or bend over and keep an elbow in the water so the fish can do that. I've never had the fish eat my skin, though, yet. By the way, I would like exfoliation of my face. You know, a good exfoliation helps you looking younger. So maybe what I should do is just stick my face in the water and let the fish, I mean, I'm going to have to take a breath every now and then, and I have to keep my mouth closed so I don't accidentally eat any of the fish. But anyway, these are Gararufa fish. They're grown in the freshwater basins of Turkey, Syria, Iran, and Iraq. Oh, okay. They are toothless, and they are placed in a tank filled with warm, fresh water. When the customer immerses their feet in the water, these fish immediately get to work and exfoliate the skin. When you look at a picture of it, it's so cute. You see all the little fishies, and you see the toes, the little fishy. Oh, so cute. So vendors claim that there's great benefits. Customers think that there's wondrous changes to their skin, but, you know, I'd say be careful. Now, WebMD, okay, has apparently listed some of the claims, including the ability to eliminate bacteria, reduce foot odor, destroy fungal infections, improve blood circulation, make feet soft and supple. But I don't know how much of this has actually been proven. And you need to be very, very careful, especially if you're diabetic, having anything that could introduce bacteria to the small crevices that could be open in the bottoms of your feet from cracks. So this is not to be done by a diabetic. Now, they say pedicures have also been, these types of pedicures have been touted to provide relief for eczema and psoriasis. Unfortunately, again, these claims, we don't have the science behind it. People with eczema has dry, scaly skin. It's an inflammatory condition of their skin where they get these plaques and these scales, etc. And so they're unfortunately not fun by any means. And it keeps coming back. So there could be a concern that if you have something nibble, 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 nibble away, could you get the eczema back? Same thing with psoriasis. Psoriasis is like a more severe form of eczema, and seems to be a lot more, I don't want to use the word permanent, but longer lasting. Eczema can come and go, whereas psoriasis can last longer. So how safe is it? I would say not too safe, because the big thing you got to worry about is the infection. Okay? You cannot sterilize a fish prior to it eating you. And do you really want to be eaten by fish? I mean, really? Wouldn't you have nightmares? And I know they're cute little fish. I know they are cute, but I would have nightmares. Not to mention the water has got to be dirty. If you're putting your feet that could have micro cuts into a basin, you want to know that that basin's water is very, very clean. Well, if the basin's water is full of fish that are pooping, how clean is that? So, certain health protection agencies have advised people with impaired immune systems to avoid fish pedicures. People with medical conditions like psoriasis and diabetes also run high risk. There you see. And they also, by the way, are expensive, from what I understand. And here's the other thing that a lot of people don't realize, okay? These fish don't live to eat your feet. Your smelly, stinky, sweaty sock, stuck to it feet, okay? They don't want to do that. So in order for this to work, they have to starve these fish. So they are you are putting your foot into a starved fish bin. Do you guys get how that could not be good? And even though they don't have teeth, I say they're going to evolve teeth. Okay, they're going to be like, well, the heck with it? Yeah, they can evolve teeth. I think they can evolve teeth pretty quickly. So I would say no, no, no to the no. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, if your doggy wants to lick your foot or the kitty cat, that's okay. In the middle of the night, my kitty cat licks my tippy toes. I hate it, though, because I'm ticklish. I'm like, stop it! I'm trying to sleep, stop it! Then I go back to sleep, all of a sudden there's licky, licky, licky. Stop it! Screaming all the time. My husband can't sleep next week because I'm screaming at the cats. right. Jamie Lee Curtis has revealed past opiate addiction in the wake of Prince's death. She penned this essay entitled Kill the Pain. She wrote it for the Huffington Post, where she had revealed her past opiate addiction. She was inspired to reveal this after what happened to Prince, who died April 21 at the age of 57, and it has not been ruled as an overdose, but that is one of the possibilities that the investigators are looking at. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis, as we know her from Trading Places, I think she was in one of the Freaky Friday remakes. I think she's also in Scream Queens. I mean, she's been in so many movies. True Lies, a variety of movies, okay? She said that she, too, waited anxiously for a prescription to be filled for the opiate I was secretly addicted to. She's now 57 years old. She goes, I, too, took too many at once. I, too, sought to kill emotional and physical pain with painkillers. Kill it. Make it stop. She goes, I am one of the lucky ones as I have been in recovery from opiate addiction for over 17 years. She explained that she became hooked on the prescription drugs following a medical procedure. Once a phenomenon of craving sets in, it is often too late. She says, it seems now that the governmental body, the AMA, the FDA, and the media is starting to address the rampant epidemic of opiate addiction. There have been reclassifications and attempts at reining in the overprescription of opiates. She says that she can relate to the late Purple Rain singer and feels that the world has lost a legend. Although Prince's cause of death is yet to be determined, the New York Times reports there's mounting evidence that he was seriously abusing painkillers. She says, I, like all of you, mourn the passing of a great artist, but I also mourn the passing of potential artists, past and present, caught in this deadly vice. Let's work harder, look closer, and do everything we can not to enable, and in doing so, disable our loved ones who are ill. So, you know, many of you are probably thinking right now, okay, how do I know if I'm addicted? Now, we've talked about that, okay? And many people do not like the term addiction. They do not want to think or be told that they are addicted. And so it's a very, very scary thought. Now, what I usually tell people is, okay, can you go a day without it? Yeah, I can, but it's rough. Well, explain the roughness. Well, I don't feel good. I don't like it. But it's like me being without coffee. I'm okay. All right. Well, if you think it's like being without coffee, even though people are addicted to coffee. Okay, what happened if you went 2 days without your pain pill? Oh, I'm in a lot of pain. So the pain is coming back, so I don't like the pain. Now, the reason why opiate addiction is so underdiagnosed is because when we think of addiction, we think of, okay, I need the alcohol to get through my day, or I need the LSD, or I need the marijuana, you know, to get through my day. And with opiate addiction, people don't realize that they're addicted to the pill. They're trying to treat the pain. So they look at themselves as, I have a pain problem. And the only go-to is the medication. And when that medication wears off and you get rebound pain, you go to the medication. So they look at the medication as a tool to fix the other problem. They have no idea that the problem is addiction to the pain medicine. And we've, time and time again, as we got people over the pain, the addiction withdrawal, their baseline pain wasn't what they thought it was. So we have two issues here. One is you have people actually addicted to their pain pills, or two, you have people in chronic pain. And it is so obscured and blurry, the situation is so blurry and obscure that we have no idea. Is it that they have real neuropathic, post-herpatic, diabetic, neuropathic, cervicogenic, lumbar, failed disc syndrome, spinal stenosis pain? So this is why it gets underdiagnosed. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, we got some good news for you guys. There is, in this latest study, no link between cell phones and brain cancer. I still don't trust the suckers, but so far, this is another study that has reviewed over 29 years of data. Now, am I the only one going, 29 years? iPhones came out just 29 years of data they have. I was still in high school. I understand they had cell phones, you know, in the 80s coming out. Gosh, where was I 29 years ago? Man, was I even in puberty? Anyway, Australian, here's the Australians again. I love them. They tracked the incidence of brain cancer in the country's population from 1982 to 2013. And they found there was no statistical evidence supporting the idea that using a cell phone could cause cancer. Over the 30-year period, the results showed a slight increase in brain cancer among men, but a stable rate among women. All diagnoses of cancer in Australia are recorded, and this allowed the team to match the data alongside growing mobile phone usage since 1987. I guess 87 is when they came out. I didn't get my first phone. I had a beeper, and it wasn't until after the 2000s I was walking around with a phone. I didn't have a phone, did we? I don't remember. They estimate that in 2014, 94% of Australians use a cell phone. My guess is very similar in America. This comes from a European newspaper. The observed stability of brain cancer incidence in Australia between 1982 and 2012 in all age groups except, though, get this, except in those over 70 years of age. They said compared to increasing model expected estimates suggest that the observed increases in brain cancer in the older group was unlikely related to mobile phone use. So apparently there were brain cancer incidences in older people over 70, but they don't think that had anything to do with cell phone. Okay, I will go with it if they want. I don't trust cell phones. I really don't. I'm sorry. Back in 2008, scientists at the Imperial College in London began a 10-year study into whether or not phones cause cancer. A total of 200,000 cell phone users, and 90,000 of them are British, are being tracked, with the whole study expected to cost at least $5 billion. Researchers in Denmark and Sweden are also holding similar studies. So, they say that this results from this Australian study is not going to lay the argument to rest, but it's increasing evidence that cell phones are not going to give you cancer. So this non-iodizing radiation coming from the phone, many of us have been told, like, you know, when we're in the TSA going through the security, right, when we're traveling, okay, we'll complain that we have to go into that machine where our arms have to be up, and then they do the scanner, you know, and they can see my birth control, and it's really kind of embarrassing. But anyway, and they say, look, it's no more radiation than a phone call on your cell phone. Well, immediately I'm like, there's that much radiation? I mean, you are scanning my body. And obviously I got a lot of girth. I mean, we're talking double D's. You are really going to have to up the penetration RVUs on that. I mean, you are going to really, really, really need to, you know, rev it up. And I don't trust a lot of radiation. Because here's the thing. I think accumulatively, we're surrounded by too much radiation as it is. You know how many times I fly in a plane? There's radiation there. You get radiation from the soil. You get radiation from where you live. If they were doing test sites. If there was, I live in the Southwest. They were doing nuclear testing in the 50s. And my uncle came down with leukemia and died as a kid. And so they believe it was from that, or it was from the milk that they drank from the cows. My mom wasn't a milk drinker. My uncle was. So they don't know. They don't know how all of a sudden he came down with leukemia and died. I mean, it could just happen. But, you know, we don't know what the surrounding radiation already is. And then on top of that, we have our phones in our bra. We have our phones in our pocket, near our ovaries, near our testicles, near our kidneys. You know, I want to see the study on kidney cancer and cell phones. Because we saw a little bit of a spike in my office with kidney cancer. I'm like, well, that's odd. Do we need to start screening for kidney cancer? Like what, doing random CAT scans? Now, the other thing that bothers me about my cell phone is, let's say my mom calls me. My ear is burning, and not just because it's my mom, but the heat from my ear gets hot, and my head starts to feel weird. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's causing DNA damage and my body's not repairing it and the cell is going to go rogue. But just for poops and giggles, I switch ears. I go to speakerphone and now we're glued to everything with our phones and our iPads. Weren't they talking about risk of testicular cancer with laptops? Because guys would sit there with their laptop on their lap. I find it very uncomfortable. I do not like to have a laptop on my lap. I can't type. Then there was a case where a woman got breast cancer, and she said it must have happened because she had her cell phone in her bra when she would go jogging for years. So, you can't take these anecdotal stories and say, all right, that means there's something, that means it causes cancer. We need to go by the case studies that look at thousands of people and cases, etc. However, when I can't tell you how many times I have seen a fluke, report of something, and then all of a sudden years later they go, yep, don't do that. So when I heard that this woman thinks that she got breast cancer because her phone was in her bra, I tell you right, I have no problem telling everybody, keep your cell phone away from your pocket, away from your bra. I mean, why take the chance? If you don't have to, why? It's emitting radiation. It doesn't have to be close to you. Your body could, enjoy a little bit of a radius. So, we'll keep you guys posted as we get more. This is good news again. Let me repeat. This is good news. The study out of Australia said there is no relationship to brain cancer and cell phones. All right? But we don't know. We don't know why we're hearing these anecdotal cases. Yeah, the other thing, too, people can say, well, look, Daya, cancer's up. We have more cancer. Well, of course we have more cancer cases because we're living longer. Of course we're living longer. And you have older people with cell phones. But let me tell you something. Older people with cell phones, I'm hoping they're studying their receptiveness to the radiation and vulnerability to that. What we haven't done is done a study to look at who gets cancer. I mean, because, the hard part is you can't look at cancer and go, oh, you got it from here, you got it from there. If somebody smoked, and all of a sudden they have, smoker's lung and they have smoker cancer. Yeah, you can probably surmise, okay, they were a smoker, so they got lung cancer from that. But you can't look at somebody and go, okay, well, this must have been from Chernobyl. You're like, well, I live in England. The goat milk, that got shipped and, some of the meat. It would be almost virtually impossible to figure out exactly where the source was. The only way we could surmise it is if you see clusters. If you see clusters of people having cancer, clusters of people having issues, and then you go, oh, okay, maybe it is the well water. Maybe it was nuclear testing that nobody told us. Maybe it is a, the problem with cell phones is, wow, they're all over. So right now, like I said, we got good news, okay? All right, but we're still a long way off before I'm convinced that we're in the clear. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, there's a very common blood thinner that many of you are on that may unfortunately increase your risk of dementia. And that stinks because you need this medication, this blood thinner, to stay alive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon.
Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC D-A-L-I. Oh, boy. Man, I tell you, let me get through medical news, and then these political emails I get, you know, when you guys either really hate Hillary or you really hate Trump, and I mean, wow, boy, I have never seen so many people so disillusioned with an election in my life. But let's quickly tell you this last of the medical news so we can hit that. Okay, many of you guys are taking warfarin or Coumadin, and you guys are on that as a blood thinner. And you're on it as a blood thinner for a variety of reasons, okay? One could be you had a blood clot. Two, maybe you had a stent put in, or you're at the risk of making clots such that they want to anticoagulate you. It's a blood thinner. But a big reason you guys are on warfarin or Coumadin is you could have atrial fibrillation. The atrial fibrillation, remember, that's that heartbeat that originates in the atrial part of the heart where the electrical impulse is so rapid and irregular that instead of your heart going ba-boom, 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 mm-mm-mm, ba-boom, mm-mm-mm, ba-boom, instead it's like ba-boom, ba-boom. Okay, see? Now, when your heart does that, it doesn't have a good deep pump. And when it doesn't pump out all the blood, and it's like blah, 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 then the blood just kind of settles and swishes around. Well, what happens when blood settles and swishes around and has stasis, where it doesn't move? It starts to coagulate. And then all of a sudden your heart decides to get a good pump out, and now it is pushing a clot throughout the body. And where do these clots eventually go? To the brain, and can cause a stroke. So when you have atrial fibrillation, we need to, okay, I mean, all full court press, make sure your blood does not coagulate. So we put you on a blood thinner, which is very frustrating for many of you because you guys bruise easily, you bleed easily. You're like, what if I'm in a car accident? Well, you have a heart condition that's going to, you know, the chance of you getting a clot is unfortunately more common with atrial fibrillation than you getting into a car accident. So we have to anticoagulate you, okay, put you on blood thinners. Now, in this study, though, we got a little bit more bad news. Okay, so not only are you dealing with atrial fibrillation, not only are you on a blood thinner, now they're saying that the 20 million of you guys that are taking this warfarin, that may increase your risk of having dementia. Now, atrial fibrillation alone can help cause dementia. And dementia is when you start losing your cognition, all right, your memory, your ability to think, plan, reason. And in this study, authors enrolled 10,500 adults with no history of dementia who were then treated with a blood thinner for AFib, as well as non-AFib conditions, such as valvular heart disease, thromboembolism, and long-term basis. So thromboembolism is basically clots. Valvular heart disease, if you have a valve issue, that's, again, not allowing pumping, so you get blood that just kind of settles and sits. Unfortunately, you can form a clot there, so you need blood thinners. Researchers already filtered out if you had diabetes or renal failure or hypertension or smoking history, etc., because those could all cause clots, too. After following up with the participants 7 years later, study authors observed that rates of all types of dementia increased among the AFib group more than the non-AFib group. But among both groups, researchers saw that dementia risk rose when warfarin levels were consistently too high or too low. So if your Coumadin level was not optimal, you're putting yourself at risk for dementia. They say no matter the adequacy of the anticoagulation, AFib patients saw higher rates of dementia. So we know that already AFib, atrial fibrillation, puts you at risk for dementia, okay? Because you're not getting regular, steady oxygen to the brain because the heart's not giving steady blood flow to the brain. Okay, so that makes sense. That's a no-brainer. But why the blood thinner? Well, the key is the blood thinner not being therapeutic. So it needs to be right. Now, for any of you guys or have family members that have been on this blood thinner, this is the biggest pain in the butt medicine out there. In fact, it was so much of a pain in the butt that I had to stop prescribing it completely because my patient population was not very compliant, and 90% of them were coming in with their numbers out of whack going, yeah, I should have come back in a week or two to get checked, and I didn't, or I had a spinach souffle, and you know, you're like, oh my gosh, your numbers are through the roof. And in Vegas, I believe we still have it. There's a clinic called the Coumadin Clinic, and they would maintain people's Coumadin levels. You could come in there, you could get your Coumadin checked, your levels checked in the blood, and they would adjust the dose. Are we going to, you know, up it by another milligram, half a milligram, you know, but, you know, so, you know, the art of it is easy, and it's fun to manage somebody's Coumadin. It's deadly if you have a patient population that comes into town once in a while and you have them on a blood thinner, because if you don't manage their blood thinner correctly, they're going to possibly have a stroke, or they could bleed to death. So this is a very, very scary medication, which is why there's such a push for non-Coumadin-type medications out there, so that you don't have your levels constantly being so vulnerable. So if you are on Coumadin, I can't stress enough that you need to be on top of it, okay? Like what? Like bugs like glue, or what's it like? I don't know. All right, anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are hearing that nearly half of Americans plan to vote for Hillary or Trump just to torpedo the other candidate. This is being reported by Daily News. So, nearly half of Americans who support either Democrat Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump for the White House, they are going to, they say, try to block the other side from winning. Understand that if you only have one vote, then you just go and vote for your candidate. How many votes are you allowed to cast? I don't get this. The results reflect the deepening ideological divide between the U.S., where people are becoming increasingly fearful of the opposing party, a feeling worsened by the likely matchup between the New York real estate tycoon, they say, and the former first lady. The phenomenon is called negative partisanship. If we were trying to maximize the effect, we couldn't have found better nominees than Trump and Clinton. So basically what they're saying is this race may be voted. So here's the thing. You have some people that aren't really in love with Trump or Hillary. We run the risk of them not wanting to vote at all. But then you have people out there that are so they hate Trump so much that they will acquiesce and throw a vote to Hillary just to block Trump. Or same thing. People hate Hillary so much that they will vote for Trump just to block Hillary. So, So, we want to be, you know, excited about our candidate. And I gotta tell you, man, you know, with the economy, I gotta tell you, I mean, I think Trump is going to, be probably in the best position for that. But he sure the heck is gonna need to surround himself with some smart heavies for everything else, you know, foreign policy, et cetera. But to vote because of hatred, that makes me a little nervous. Okay? You know, but again, I don't want you to not vote. It's just, I don't like the idea of sabotaging somebody else's race. And again, we're already concerned about, you know, fraud, and we're concerned about, you know, multiple votes being done by people and the lack of very strict registration processes. So it's going to be a very interesting election. But a big concern that many of us have is when the next president is elected, is it because they were really wanted by the American people, or was it, yeah, I'm going to vote for Mickey Mouse, and wow, Mickey Mouse won? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.